Blackstone Audio presents Mystery Writers of America presents Ice Cold, Tales of Intrigue from the Cold War, edited by Jeffrey Deaver and Raymond Benson.
Comrade 35 by Jeffrey Deaver, read by Tom Weiner. Tuesday. To be summoned to the highest floor of GRU headquarters in Moscow made you immediately question your future. Several fates might await. One was that you had been identified as a counter-revolutionary or a lackey of the bourgeoisie imperialists, in which case your next address would likely be a gulag, which were still highly fashionable even now in the early 1960s, despite First Secretary and Premier Khrushchev's enthusiastic denunciation of Comrade Stalin. Another possibility was that you had been identified as a double agent, a mole within the GRU. Not proven to be one, mind you, simply suspected of being one. Your fate in that situation was far simpler and quicker than a transcontinental train ride, a bullet in the back of the head, a means of execution the GRU had originated as a preferred form of execution, though the rival KGB had co-opted and taken credit for the technique. With these troubling thoughts in mind, and his army posture well in evidence, Major Mikhail Sergeyevich Kavarin strode toward the office to which he'd been summoned. The tall man was broad-shouldered, columnar. He hulked rather than walked. The Glavno Razvedivotelno Upravleni was the spy wing of the Soviet armed forces. Nearly every senior GRU agent, including Kavarin, had fought the Nazis 1 meter at a time on the Western Front, where illness and cold and the enemy had quickly taken the weak.